Erica Judson and Mike Riley are doing some work on their boat home, the Bailey Bay. They're commercial fishermen, so they also work where they live. Judson says she was born and raised on the water, and living at the harbor is just common sense.
It's so much more affordable than an apartment. You know, you rent a studio apartment for $1,000 a month when you pay a couple hundred bucks and live on a boat and enjoy the simple life and not have the stressors of, can I afford this, you know?
Harbor residents like Judson and Riley pay a monthly resident surcharge of $69 per month, along with mortgage and service fees. They pay about $312 a month to live at Statter Harbor. About 140 people live in Juneau's harbors. Juneau's Docks and Harbors Board proposal to increase those fees would have hiked up their living expenses by 100%.
I believe that to a point, I think it would be city-sanctioned gentrification.
And Riley says many of his neighbors are folks who, like him, just want to live a simple life. Many are elders who just can't afford to live anywhere else.
Doubling a liveaboard fee with a bunch of people that I know that actually are liveaboards that are pensioners, it'll break them.
Another issue for Riley and Judson is the facilities and public services. They have basic bathroom facilities and sewage pumps, but they're not always available. Security is also a problem. Riley says while there's not a lot of crime in Statter Harbor, there is crime.
I've seen junkies doing their thing. I've seen boats on fire up on purpose. I've seen people fighting. I had thousands of dollars in fishing equipment stolen off my boat in a 15-20 minute period.
In a special meeting yesterday, the Docks and Harbors Board voted against the proposal to raise residence fees for liveaboards. The board made the decision after extensive public comment against the hike, but Port Director Carl Yucatel says Juneau's harbor system still has financial needs it has to meet. The last time rates for liveaboards were raised was in 2008.
The bottom line is that we've got to remain solvent. And the asks of our harbor patrons, not just liveaboards, but all harbor patrons, is growing, and our ability to fund with rates that haven't changed in over a dozen years needs to be addressed.
On top of the lack of funds, Yucatel says Docks and Harbors hasn't seen any steady income since October 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic. The lost tourism season in 2020 had a severe impact on the harbor system, which he says left it right on the cusp of a negative fund balance. Yucatel says Docks and Harbors needs money to pay for various infrastructure projects, including rebuilding the north end of Aurora Harbor and expanding the North Douglas Boat Lodge, along with paying off leased property between Aurora and Harris Harbors. Yucatel says regardless of the rate hikes being voted down, Juneau's Docks and Harbors have growing funding needs.
The Docks and Harbors Board will deliberately look at our fees and look to see what's appropriate to increase, and they'll be looking at probably the oldest fees or those fees that haven't been touched first and try to adjust appropriately.
As for the charge of gentrification in Juneau's harbors, Yucatel says that's not the intention of the board.
We're not targeting a group for the purpose of moving them out. We're looking at opportunities to adjust fees that have not been adjusted in a long time to serve the community without a burden on sales or property tax.
Yucatel says he can't say where the fees will increase, but one way or another, someone has to help pay the bills. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.